Welcome to the Unstoppable Success Podcast, where we spotlight visionary leaders who have mastered the art of growth, purpose, and powerful connections. I'm your host, Jacqueline Strominger, connector, high performance coach, and creator of the Leap to Your Success framework and Two Steps to Yes. Each week, we dive into bold insights, real conversations, and powerful strategies to fuel your growth, deepen your relationships, and ignite transformational momentum. And why? Because you were meant to be unstoppable. Now, let's leap into the podcast. Hey, everybody. I'm Jacqueline Strominger, and I first and foremost want to welcome you to 2026. Today is Tuesday. Normally, my podcasts are getting released a little bit earlier, but I'm switching things up a little bit. So on Tuesdays, I am actually going to be recording live. This one's recorded, but from every Tuesday on out, you will hear and be able to take part in a live recording and a podcast so that if you want to ask a question, you can hop on. But this is going to be happening on Tuesdays. So I'm super excited about this major change in Unstoppable Success and the podcast for 2026. Okay, so again, big welcome. I want to acknowledge each and every one of you for being part and being a listener. You know, the new year sometimes brings in some crazy feelings about the year, right? So we're sometimes unfulfilled. We've been super busy, but maybe that fulfillment is not there, or we've got things that are accomplished, but are they really aligned with our true values? Or we are working at a company or we're leading people and maybe there's a disalignment. Or you could be a lot like I had been previously, which was super successful on paper, but unsettled. I actually just gave a talk about this and I kidded around. If I can, I'll share the picture. But there is one picture of me where I look like I was like, not super happy. And then the next picture is me is like, I look like I'm sort of like just thriving. And that was how I was. It looked like I was all successful on paper, had the perfect life, you know, the house. No, I didn't have the picket fence, but you know what I mean. And so I want you to understand, like, 2026 can actually be that year of change, that year for you where you flip a switch. So we can make 2026 all about not doing more. It's about doing what matters. Doing what matters with intention, doing what matters with purpose, doing what matters with integrity, not just to the people around you, but to yourself, and doing what matters most in leadership, which is helping other people rise up. A rising tide lifts all boats. So be that leader to get people to rise up and get people to find their superpower so that they are thriving, and be that person that people look back on and say, you know what? He helped me. Right? So I want to talk to you about what doesn't really work in this. 2026, we see this a lot. People set goals, but there's no context to them. There's no structure around the goals. There's nothing firm and concrete. We hear about SMART goals. Is it specific, measurable? Is it attainable? You know, is it right? Is it timely? I like to say aim smart, because what is smart for one is not always smart for the other. So what goal is right for you? What number is right for you? So we see goals without context. We see vision boards without decisions. Trust me, I have made loads of vision boards and they've been up and they look really pretty, but there's no decisions around it. Or people are hustling, but not for the right reasons, or it's out of alignment. So I want to talk to you about planning strategically, not just tactfully, but planning strategically. right? So think about, what do you want to achieve? And really, maybe you should ask yourself, what do I need to be successful and to be sustaining this life? What do I need for me? Not the achievement, but what do I need that is going to make me feel empowered? I'm going to feel great about myself. I'm going to feel aligned with my superpowers. I am going to feel amazing. We have to remember that when we are out of alignment with what we are doing, what happens? We can get burnt out, because burnout is actually caused not by hard work, but by misalignment with work, the work that you are doing. When you are working on something that you're totally in love and thriving with, and just that's part of who you are and you're super excited about it, that's where you hear it's, you know, love what you do and you will never work a day in your life. Burnout isn't caused by hard work. Let me just repeat that. Burnout is not caused by hard work. It's caused by misalignment in the work that is being done. So let's look at how we can craft 2026 to be that year where you become clear about what you want to align with and what you want for your purpose. We need to define that vision as, like, what's the filter that you need to have? What are the boundaries that you need to keep? What is the North Star that is guiding you? Now, I want to share something with you. I had a really big aha moment. So I am a super connector. I love helping people grow their businesses. I thrive on meeting people. I thrive when I can put two people together and I can see them work together and create a partnership. Yes, it's a little matchmaking-ish. I thrive on helping people lead other people. I love hearing about people's businesses, and I hear the ideas flow and who I can help and connect them with. It just comes to me. It's like this, you know, it's like my eight ball, right? So I want to share with you this aha moment. So I was listening to a bunch of people. I was on a webinar and I joined this great group, and I'm hearing about what people do, and I'm hearing about their niches, and I'm hearing about what they focus on. And I just thought to myself, you know, I've been out of alignment. I just need to focus on the thing that I love to do, and that's my superpower. And it allowed me to flip the switch. And we've created this great podcast where I get to bring people together and hear about their businesses so I can learn about them and maybe interject a little bit in there to help them grow. And then Missing Link Network, where we actually connect people together to help them grow their business and mastermind together every single week, so that people are learning more about each other, where they get to know, like, and trust, and helping more people make deeper connections. I just love it. And it was this big light bulb moment where I became super clear about what I wanted to do and the things that I wanted to focus on. And let me tell you, for a good amount of time, it was hard for me to get out of bed. Have you ever felt that way? If you're shaking your head, yes, it's out of misalignment with what you're doing. If you can't get out of bed and you're not supercharged, what you're doing might not be in alignment. And so when I started to sit down and write down what I wanted for my 2026, yes, just now, I just thought, okay, I crafted my vision. I'm focusing what I want to focus on and where I want to go and where I want to see myself, not just at the end of 2026, not just where I want to see the people in my life and the people that are in our hubs and the people that we link with, but I wanted to see and create the impact for the end game, I wrote out my new eulogy. Yes, I write out a eulogy because I think about how it's important, how people, how I want to be remembered and the impact that I can have. So, if you have ever been at that point where you have felt that you didn't have clarity or you lacked the vision or there was a, what you were doing was creating friction and stress and was causing more wasted energy, I'd like to know if everything stayed exactly the same as 2025, I want you to answer this. Would you be proud or would you be disappointed? So how do we get it to those so that we are super proud? We need to start with purpose and mission and what is your purpose, what's practical and what's powerful. You need to make your mission practical and powerful. So how do we do that? We need to clarify the vision. Yes, your vision, where you are going. Where are you going in your life? Where are you going personally? Where are you going professionally? And then we want to look at that mission. How are you showing up every day? How do you want to show up every day? What do you want to stand for? What are you available for? What do you no longer want to tolerate? And you have to ask yourself, how do you want to lead yourself when no one else is watching? Now, I want to share something here. Your mission isn't what you say, it's what you allow. Your mission isn't about what you just, again, it's not about what you say. It's about how you show up. How do you show up for yourself? Now, you may not know this about me, but I do a lot of work out of my house. And if I were to stand up right now and you would see, I'm not just wearing exercise pants below. I actually have a skirt on. I actually will stand up. So if you're watching this, look, I've got a skirt on. Skirt. I'm dressed, but I'm working out of my house. Why? Why do I do that? Because I need to show up for me. I need to look good, not for anybody else, but for me, because I'm showing up for myself and I respect myself. What do you allow? What do you allow yourself to say about you? What do you want your vibe to be? What do you want your vibe to attract? Because trust me, your vibe attracts your tribe. And part of that, it just starts how you show up every single day. I want to talk to you about a shift. When you start showing up for yourself and you start believing in yourself and you start saying to yourself, I want to be this and I'm going to show up like this and my vibe is going to be energetic. You know what? People start craving and there's a bigger attraction. You'll see a shift. You'll see as a leader, and if you're leading with the emotional connections, and you're not leading with your ego, you are going to see people that you are leading. They are going to want to be part of your tribe. You're going to see amazing business growth through better relationships. And you're turning relationships into great, amazing partnerships and strategic connections. You're not having transactions. You're going from those transactional relationships or transactional people that you know to deep business relationships. This is about leading yourself. We have to be the CEO of ourselves. We have to have self-leadership. We have to be able to know that our first relationship comes with the person who you see in the mirror. What do you say to that person? And once you have that great self-relationship, you can start building relationship capital, because your relationship capital helps your net worth. Those deeper connections, those deeper relationships, it's amazing. And it's being truly intentional with your time, your energy, the people that you surround yourself with, and your purpose. Now, I want to share a little bit with you. Little thing to note. The most successful people in 2026 will not be the loudest. They won't be the loudest, but they will be the clearest with their purpose, and they will have they'll be the clearest with their connections and how they are spending their time, their energy, and the people they surround themselves with. Now, I want to share something with you that talks a little bit about this and how this shows up. In 2018, I was working with a company and my sales were freaking down. I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, I'm doing the same things. I'm going through the motions. What was wrong? Well, you know what was wrong was my energy. It was how I was showing up. I had this belief that was like a shadow. It was like this cloud that was walking all over me. And I had this shift and I said, you know what? We're going to make a change right then and there, line in the sand. And I went into my next sales meeting in front of 10 people, 10 different businesses. And let me tell you, we had more fun. I walked out with more business, with more sales, and it was a shift. And I could feel the shift in the energy because my energy changed too. So I really want you to think about the relationship that you have with yourself. Look in the mirror, make sure you're smiling, and treat yourself great. Now, I want to give you a gift. I have a vision mission workbook. Now, what this workbook is, it is a tool for you to use. It is a tool for you to help look at the areas of your life and define what areas do you really want to focus on? Pick two personal, pick two business. It's a framework that I work with my clients to help them get the energy, get the clarity, and make the connections that they need to make to be and make that leap to success and have unstoppable success. And I wanted to share with you, I created this because I believe truly that having clarity about where you want to go, creating your vision and your mission should be accessible to everybody. It shouldn't just be something that you have with a coach or that you get from a coach. I want to just give it to you. It's not about having perfection. It's about giving you direction. And I want to share, when I did this, when I actually used to work with a coach, when I started, back in 2013, I started working with a coach. We did some of this work together. And then it kept expanding and expanding and expanding. So I've crafted it. And then through my coaching certification, I expanded it even more. But I want to give it to you as a gift. So what this is going to do, it's going to help give you a really clear vision for 2026. It's going to help you have a mission that you can actually live by. It's going to give you the space to think and not just react. It's going to be able to help you make that vision board with actionable items on it so that by December 26th or December 31st of 2026, those items on your vision board and the things that you have set out to achieve will have come to fruition. So I want to share with you, you can download the Vision Mission Workbook right now. It's on my website. The invitation, it's simple. Don't rush. Just give yourself some space. Grab the book. It's, you know, grab the workbook, spend some time working through it. I used to, and I still do every year in December, and I did it this December, I take 2 days to write out that vision and mission that I'm going to have for the next year. So spend the time working through the workbook. 2026 is a leadership year. Success is intentional. It's not just accidental. We create the success we want. And actually, if you're listening to this and it's in the middle of 2026, I want you to understand, go and grab it. You don't actually need a new year to make something new and decide right now to put a line in the sand and make a change. What you do need is a clear vision, a strong mission, and the courage to lead yourself every single day. Okay, so I want to thank you for spending the time listening to being part of this podcast. Share this with the people that you know. And I want you to know the next podcast and the few episodes that we have coming up already booked, we have some amazing people on there. I cannot wait for you to meet the leaders that will be sharing their vision, their success with you that you can lead from. Because by listening to Unstoppable Success and hearing other people, there are great lessons learned, amazing insights, and I want you to be able to capture them every single week. So thank you so much for listening. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and please share this with friends and colleagues that you have. And do me the favor, go to leaptoyoursuccess.com right now and grab the Vision Mission Workbook. It's under publications. I'll also put the link here in the show notes, but grab it right now. And I cannot wait to see and hear about your success. I want to feature your success on the podcast. And of course, if you do want some time to work with and go through the workbook, I am happy to help you do that. Book a complimentary success strategy session with me. You can do that right on my website. I'm Jacqueline Strominger, host of Unstoppable Success. I'm here to help you be unstoppable and leap to your greatest success in 2026. Thank you so much for joining me on the Unstoppable Success podcast, where we don't just talk about growth, we leap toward it. If something today lit a fire within you, sparked a new idea, or gave you the extra push forward, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode and podcast with a friend, colleague, or fellow high achiever. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review, and most importantly, connect with me, Jacqueline Strominger, at leaptoyoursuccess.com for coaching, community, and your next bold move. Keep leading with intention, keep building your network with purpose, and most of all, keep leaping, because you were meant to be unstoppable.